You know, so be careful who you believe. The internet out there, there is a lot of false news, a lot of it. So much that it's unbelievable. And we don't know how to process the news. Leave it to the experts. You need to know someone personally, your GP or someone you know personally. Talk to them personally and let them look into the pros and cons of things and explain to you to do or not to do. And nobody's forcing you. Nobody's forcing you. So, but it's good to know in case a day comes when you are told you have to have the vaccine. For example, those planning to go for Hajj and Umrah, it is said that there is legislation being put into place, and we will cross the bridge when we get there, that would ensure that those who are coming needed to be vaccinated. So Allah knows, when we get to that, we will cross the bridge. For now, I cannot confirm that news, but I can tell you that there will be more than just that, more than those who have perhaps asked you to have a vaccination. So what are you going to do? What type of a vaccine would you like to go for? And that doesn't mean you don't take precautions and you don't wear your mask and, you know, you just lower your guard and so on. You could still get it perhaps.